Robert Haley stars as Charlie McMahon in the blockbuster.
Ride roughshod over this neighborhood, but you're wrong about that.
Yeah.
We have invited all of you to take part in this consultative process, Mr. Halliwell.
On 3 weeks' notice. And you've been working with the city on the application for what? A year?
We've been trying to solidify the details of this initiative and sort out the potential problems so that we can...
It's another slam dunk for the big guys. And we're given a month to organize a cohesive response.
Speaking for the city, I have to say that, in our experience, if the community is notified too far in advance, they forget the meeting dates long before they
that
ever...
That is so patronizing, I can't... You're planning to double the size of a brutalist monstrosity and destroy the integrity of our street forever. And you claim we forget the meeting?
We want to expand a vital downtown seniors facility, working in partnership with the private sector. Lifelines International is doing
a greedy, profit-driven American multinational whose concern for the elderly in this community begins and ends with, who do we have to pay off to turn a profit?
Are you implying...
I'm not implying anything. You were on the board of this institution until a month ago, weren't you?
My role in helping create 200 more beds for citizens who called Parkdale home for most of their lives is something I'm proud of.
The 12-story addition in question violates the city plan and the local zoning code in so many ways, I can't count them. And it will destroy the property values for everybody on the whole block.
That's what this is really about, isn't it? Pure self-interest.
Is it pure self-interest to demand our city councillor represent us, not a bunch of blockbusting carpetbaggers?
Hey, Miss Lucky. What happened this time?
Oh, this old age home in Parkdale. I was outside checking the site. Somebody blew the dumpster in the parking lot.
Yeah. Was anybody...
A janitor. He was dumping the garbage from lunch. He's dead.
So what do you got?
Not much. I found some pieces of an old clock they figure for the bomb's timer. But nobody at forensics can identify it. Charlie, if you could take a look at...
Sure. You got a suspect?
Adrian Halliwell.
He's the front man for the Citizens Committee.
Right. There were phone threats. We couldn't trace them back to him, but he's pretty neurotic and was making a lot of ugly noises.
Typical. The local yuppie gentry all in a stew over property values and shadow paths rooting their gardens. To hell with the senior citizens who need a bed to die in.
Yeah, it's easy to dismiss those committees until some fat cat developer puts a condo right across the street from you. 2 years of construction noise and your beautiful view of the lake suddenly turns into a collage of barbecue-crammed balconies. Makes you wish you'd started a citizen committee yourself.
Yeah, and Halliwell would be pretty typical of the guys who run them. Except for one thing.
What's that?
What he does for a living. Special effects. In the movies. Blowing things up.
Okay, here's the online resume of Adrian Halliwell.
Oh, wow, look at that. You see that movie, Blast?
I don't think so.
You've got to get out more. The top action flick last year.
Yeah.
He did FX on it. Awesome work.
Sounds like blowing up a dumpster would have been a piece of cake.
Child's play.
Yeah, but a low-end pipe bomb in a dumpster? He could have done better. And that clock he used as a timer? It's a real antique.
You identified it?
I think so, but I need to send some pictures of the balance wheel to... Guess.
The British Horological Society website.
Bingo.
I still got a bookmark to their homepage.
If I'm right, you won't believe where this clock comes from.
You had motive, opportunity, and you obviously know how to make a bomb.
I can make any kind of explosive known to man, including a thermonuclear device and its facsimile. But why should I want to bomb Smith House?
To stop the expansion.
Look, blowing up a dumpster doesn't help my crusade. That poor man being killed is the worst thing that could happen.
You're losing the fight.
To corrupt interests.
Nevertheless, you're losing. And sometimes in these situations, people let their emotions get out of control.
I blew up that dumpster because I'm a sore loser.
Is that how it went down?
I'm sorry, but you really aren't very good at this, are you?
This guy's slick, eh?
Very.
Just answer the question. I believe the expression is, it ain't over till the fat lady sings. We may not have blocked the development plan yet, but we have given the city and lifelines a black eye. We've galvanized our community around the issue.
You've got public opinion on your side?
Not that hard to do.
We did. Now the issues will take second place to the crime, and that's a tragedy as well.
He's right. They can't benefit from the bombing.
If you don't benefit from the explosion, who does?
Well, that's obvious, isn't it? The Lifelines Corporation. Now, barring a devastating revelation of an evidentiary nature, I believe I'll be going. My garden is in need of watering.
There it is. Smith House.
Ugly.
So you guys still like Halliwell for the bomber?
You bet.
Charlie thinks that given his knowledge of explosives, a pipe bomb in the dumpster makes no sense.
Unless the guy was trying to throw us off.
You get anywhere on those clock parts?
Yeah, I just got confirmation from the Brits. The timing device was a fusee boxed chronometer, circa 1956.
Sounds obscure.
Very hard to come by. They were used in Russian-manufactured fighters.
A chronometer out of a MiG?
And get this. These days, they sell for up to 20 grand.
And you hook it to a pipe bomb? That makes no sense.
Maybe it was a prop on some movie and Halliwell boosted it.
If a prop worth that much is stolen, you report it.
And I checked the stolen goods database. Nothing like that on the list.
What do you think, Julie?
Well, after listening to Halliwell's rants and watching him at the meeting, I don't think he's stable.
So using the chronometer doesn't have to make sense.
Come on, you guys are biased.
I'm biased?
You think this guy is some kind of monster because he's fighting the expansion of an old age home.
I'll admit I'm less than sympathetic to his cause, but I find him suspicious because he's suspicious, okay?
There could be other suspects, you know.
Right. Name one.
What exquisite new form of torture is this?
Looks like a spring picnic.
Imagine living on the other side of that fence.
Where were you when the bomb went off, Julie?
Oh, I was over there, giving the building a once-over.
Threatening calls to his office and Smith House had Counselor Walensky worried. He asked for extra security.
Did you notice the janitor?
Yeah, I saw him coming out carrying a trash can. But I was trying to keep an eye on Halliwell and his crew through the cafeteria window.
Constable Gray, how are you?
Fine.
Oh, we've been worried sick. Such a tragedy. And you were injured trying to protect us. You're a hero.
Thanks, I was
And this is,
Deputy Chief McPhee.
Oh, glad to meet you, sir. And glad you're taking a personal interest in this case.
Yeah, well, you know, under the circumstances.
Right, right. Hi there, I'm Louise Parsons. I run this place.
Constable Fieldstein, friend of Jolene's.
Ah, pleasure. She's a very brave girl.
Yeah.
And you, sir?
Charlie McMahon.
He's a specialist, consulting on the bombing. We were just trying to reconstruct what happened.
It was obviously a politically motivated bombing, and unfortunately, Mr. Halliwell may have achieved the desired effect.
To stop the development?
The offer to rejuvenate Smith House is a multi-million dollar commitment. So, if something like this bombing happens before construction even begins, there are insurance issues and so forth.
So you're considering giving up on the expansion?
No, we're considering closing down the facility entirely, which will put a terrible strain on social services.
Social services?
Most of our guests have expended their personal resources. If we close, the city will be hard-pressed to find downtown accommodation at rates as favorable.
Which is why they've been backing the project?
It's a win-win situation. The city's able to control costs, we make a reasonable profit, and of course our guests...
Your inmates, you mean?
Now, Mr. Pulse.
Stacked up, left to die in their own wet beds. This is a reasonable way to make profit.
Mr. Polka is one of our older patients.
Patients? I got no patients left. Look at us. We escaped the Stalinists and come seeking freedom, and this is how it ends. The gulag.
Could someone help Mr. Polka, please?
Help me, yes. Help me back to my filthy bed. Tie me down with towels. It wouldn't be the first time. You, what's your name?
Constable Gray.
Oh, yeah, I remember you skulking around the place. You're all police, that's right.
Except for Mr. McMahon.
Good. I want to report a murder.
The janitor? Mr. Jones? Well, that's why we're...
Jones, collateral damage at best. I'm talking about the people she's killing every day. Neglect.
Alzheimer's, it's a terrible condition.
Alzheimer's? You're a liar, Parsons. A liar. Get off me.
Come on,
get this. Speak the truth. This is a dead can.
Perhaps we should continue in my office. I'm sorry about that. Many of our oldest patients suffered so much in their early lives. Those traumas come back to haunt them in their golden years. It's tragic.
I take it Mr. Palka escaped from the Eastern Bloc?
From Poland.
Yeah, still a bit of the old neighborhood left, eh? And still get the best kibbutz in the city up on Rockensvales.
Tell me, Mrs. Parsons, do you think that any of your residents might have served in the armed forces in those countries?
In most of those countries, it was mandatory.
Yeah. I guess I need to be more specific. I'm looking for residents who may have served in the Air Force. Pilots, mechanics, anybody like that.
But you can't possibly suspect one of our guests. I mean, they're old.
And in Mr. Palka's case, at least, very angry.
Well, in all honesty, I doubt if Mr. Palka or the others will be much use. But I'll make arrangements for you to meet everyone, if you really think it'll help.
Thanks.
Not at all, if you've got the time and the patience.
Patience?
Some of our guests have trouble concentrating. Others are so desperate to talk, they'll say anything to keep the conversation going. Okay, Mrs. Kubelet, thank you for your help.
Yes, thanks.
You're very good with them.
My aunt spent 8 years in Riverdale residence. I visited a lot.
It shows. Well, that's pretty much it for the common room. We do have some non-ambulatory guests who I can take you to visit if you wish.
You still here?
Mr. Palka. Oh,
you remembered my name. I'm touched. And how are you, darling?
Fine, thanks.
Not yet. I hope you're not going
to... Relax. I've done my King Lear bit for the day. Either of you got a smoke?
Sorry. Gave it up.
No kidding. How long ago?
10 years.
How'd you do it?
The patch.
The patch? That expensive?
Not as expensive as a pack a day.
I got to try it. You got $5?
Well, sure, but I...
Good. Then between us, we have enough to buy a pack. Come on.
Now, Mr. Palka, you know how we feel about our guests.
Please don't let's pretend you have feelings. We both know better. Come on, McMansky. Walk me to the store. Buy me some smokes.
Yeah, and these officers are trying to investigate.
She's the officer. He's the civilian. Take her up to the beanbag ward. This one's mine. And we're going for smokes. Smell that. Spring. 1 week, it's icy hell. The next, the world is muddy and alive. I made it through another winter, Mr. McMahon. This is something to celebrate.
I feel the same way.
For you, it's just more sun on your face. For me, every winter, I bury friends soon. I'll have no one left to bury, and someone will bury me. And that's how it is. I just wish... We should get a little more respect, you know, Charlie.
I know.
Ah, the hell with that. I didn't die. Not this winter. It's spring. So, I was spying on you back in the common room.
Were you?
I was. You were looking for an inmate who was in the Air Force.
Yeah. Dead end, I'm afraid.
A dead end, no doubt. Because it was my friend Stefan Karonsky, who was a pilot. He's gone. The latest victim.
Your friend who died was a pilot?
He flew MiGs. Glamorous, eh?
How did he manage
end
to...
End up in Canada? Now, this is a romantic story. You got a hanky?
No.
Well, if you need, ask. It's 1939. Stefan is already in the Air Force, serving with the Free Poles. He said to Canada to train.
Oh, I remember. They trained on Toronto Island.
and chase the Canadian girls at the C&E. So he falls in love. But war waits for no man. By D-Day, he's back in England, flying missions, which he survives. At the end of the war, he goes back to Poland, planning to kiss his mother and come back to Canada. Then, the Iron Curtain comes crashing down on him. He's drafted back into the Air Force, and it's 1958 before he escapes.
He made it back to Canada?
Sure. He comes to Canada, but his love, alas, is long married. Heartbroken, he stays. We worked together at the Slovenia Bakery 15 years.
Did he have any, souvenirs from his time in the Air Force?
Such as?
What I'm specifically interested in is a clock.
A clock?
A chronometer, really, out of a MiG. Did he have anything like that? Here, I got a picture.
Oh, that old thing. Sure, he sat on his bureau for years.
So, while our departed guests' personal effects are held in storage until such time as they can be claimed by their next of kin. Unfortunately, Mr. Koronsky died without any apparent next of kin.
So what's the procedure then?
We keep everything for a year, and if there's no legitimate heir... Ah, here we are. No lock. I keep anything of real value upstairs in the safe.
According to Mr. Palka, Mr. Koronsky owned a distinctive kind of clock. He kept it on his bureau?
I couldn't say. I don't clean out the rooms. But if he owned it, it's in this locker.
But it wasn't there?
Nope. When I grilled the staff, they all remembered the piece, but one of them thought he'd given it away, but had no idea of who, when, why, or how.
Mr. Palka is sure it was stolen by the staff.
It could be. While you guys chewed the fat with the geriatric crowd, I found out a thing or two about Lifelines Incorporated and Smith House. It's the lowest-ranked old-age home in the city. The last time it was reviewed, it got, like, a D.
Mr. Palka claimed they tied patients down to their beds with towels.
Just the patients who wander. Smith House isn't staffed well enough to monitor them.
So they tie them down?
It's a common enough practice right through the system. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's problems in the kitchen, hygiene issues, and their mortality rate is higher than average.
You're backing up Jan's accusations.
Not me. The Provincial Review Board.
Then why would the city be backing a plan to expand the facility?
You give them more money, they fix the problem. You don't, they dump it in your lap.
Makes sense, especially if nobody's looking.
But Halliwell and his crew were looking, real close. Then the little local papers like the Gleaner started pointing out who Lifelines really are and what they really do, which, maybe, makes sinking the ship look like a viable option to a politician.
Fred Walensky. It makes sense. I wish it didn't.
I just spent the last endless hour on the phone with the chief, who had spent the previous endless hour on the phone with a wheedling West End counselor who's fit to be tied over the decision to shut down the biggest long-term care facility in his riding because of a certain unsolved bombing.
How's the new chief doing these days?
He's still working on his General MacArthur imitation, thank you. Anyway, I just finished up with my guys, and they've got nothing. You and the Baker Street irregularities doing any better?
Well, we've made some progress, but I'm...
Wait, don't tell me. Tell the counselor. We're off to make a command performance at City Hall. Come on!
So, the chief tells me you've made some progress on the case.
Yes, sir. We're doing the best we can, and we've made some real headway on the issue of the nature of the explosive device.
Glad to hear it. I'm sure you realize how important this development is to my constituency.
Or at least a portion of them.
Well, Halliwell and his crowd, I'm sad to say, aren't part of my real constituency.
Which is?
Parkdale has always been a community with strong ties to its ethnic roots. Demographically, this is still the case, and my supporters are, for the most part, still part of that historical context.
Poles, mostly?
A significant minority. In any case, my constituency is not made up of self-obsessed newcomers more concerned about their begonias than the housing crisis facing the elderly.
Of course, I understand implicitly.
So most of the residents of Smith House would qualify as part of your constituency? Them and their kids? They count on you.
I do my best to make sure they feel that way.
Yeah, well, judging from the pictures on your desk, I'd say there's no doubt about it. That's you with the Pope, isn't it?
Yes. His Holiness was good enough to spare me a few moments on both his trips to the city.
That's really something. Who are you shaking hands with in this one? He looks familiar.
That fellow? Just one of the veterans at the dedication to the Polish Airmen's Memorial. You know, during the war...
Well, I know. Many of the members of their Air Force trained on Toronto Island.
Yes. I was able to get a small memorial raised to them at the site of their barracks.
And this guy, he was one of their pilots?
That's right.
I got it. That Mr. Palka at Smith House, he had a picture of this guy. They were friends. His name was, Stefan something.
I wouldn't know, but I'm sure he received the best care possible at Smith House.
Well, I hope so, but Mr. Palka claims he died of neglect.
Thanks, Charlie.
I had to rattle his chain.
Yeah, well, you achieved your goal. The chief is going to love this.
Don't you think he overreacted just a bit?
Because he threw us out and threatened to have me busted down to street crossing guard?
Well, he touched a nerve, that's for sure. And I'm giving odds he knows a lot more about Stefan Karansky than he's letting on.
For sure. So what are you going to do while I go over and get horsewhipped by the chief?
I'm going to see what I can find out about the dedication of that memorial.
I checked the Star database. At the time, the counselor made quite a fuss over his good friend, Mr. Karansky. And I found the shot you told me about. Tracked down the photographer. He scanned and emailed me the contact sheet of the shoot. Shall I enhance, zoom, do all the stuff you see on CSI Miami?
Please.
Already did it. Here's the thumbnails. Anything you want full size?
That one. Third from the left, second row. That's Stefan and Walensky, but they're holding something.
Let's get that up full size.
I don't believe it.
Wait, let me guess. The clock Stefan is handing Walensky, that is a Russian fusee box chronometer, circa 1956.
No calls. Karansky gave the chronometer to Fred Walensky?
Here's the picture.
There was a plan to set up a display in the Polish Community Center. Karansky donated it.
What happened to the display?
I talked to the organizer, a volunteer. She never quite got it together to collect or catalog the stuff.
So, we can place one of the major components of the bomb in the possession of Walensky.
Yep.
But why would he do it?
We're working on that.
You said that Counselor Walensky was in a conflict of interest in his relationship with Lifeline.
The man is in their pocket.
Do you have anything to support your claims?
10,000 a year to sit on their board for 10 years running? And would you like to see the record of his corporate donations?
I believe you. That all?
Repairs to his leaking basement?
Oh, dear.
We also have someone inside his bank. I can't tell you what they found. You need a warrant to get it.
And you were working on the warrant?
I didn't want to destroy the man. Walensky's a right-wing jerk, but he gets the street plowed. All I wanted was for this development to go away.
So you told him... What?
He knew he was in trouble.
Especially since he had been bought by the other side.
Caught between a rock and a hard place.
How desperate was he?
On June 12th, 2001, you were presented with a fusee box chronometer by Stefan Karansky as part of the ceremony celebrating the unveiling of the Polish Airman's Memorial.
I don't remember. People are forever giving me gifts. It's part of the job.
Gifts like the $20,000 donated by Lifelines to your last election fund?
How come she's the one gets to work the box?
Come on, Malcolm. She's the one that got blown up.
That's a matter of public record.
I know. And a big honorarium for sitting on the Smith House board.
I know, but I did all the legwork on this part.
Plus, you had some pretty extensive foundation work done in your home last fall, didn't you?
So what?
It was done by the same construction firm doing the addition to Smith House.
They're a local firm, and they...
And they didn't charge you for the work.
I tracked that down, too.
Stop complaining, Malcolm. We did it together, but she's the one who earned the collar, and we both know it.
Evidence has this funny way of stacking up, Counselor. It's like building a stone wall. One fact stacks on another until you've got enough facts to go to a judge and get a warrant.
Spare me the lecture. You're investigating a murder, not some questionable allegations.
Conflict of interest equals motivation. If the bomb was intended to stop the development...
Why would I want to do that?
Because if it continued, Halliwell and his highly motivated, highly skilled committee would have found out the same information we did.
Listen to her go.
A bomb explodes harmlessly in a dumpster outside Smith House. It scares off lifelines, but also discredits the citizens' committee.
At the same time, it makes it unnecessary for them to continue investigating your relationship with the company.
It's win-win. Except for the janitor. Oh, and the chronometer.
My little contribution?
Why didn't you just go out and buy an alarm clock?
Where? I mean, everybody knows my face. I make sure of that. I walk into a store, buy some crummy alarm clock. A few days later, a bomb goes off. Or I use some old piece of junk a dead man gave me that's been sitting in a box in my constituency office. I had no use for the thing. And I didn't know it was worth anything. I thought... I didn't mean for anybody to get hurt.
But everybody gets hurt.
Especially the old guys in Smith House.
You have been listening to The Blockbuster, this week's episode of The Old Guy by Paul Ledoux. Featured in the cast tonight, Robert Haley as Charlie McMahon, William Colgate as Kirk, Ryan Rogerson as Malcolm, Karen Glaive as Jolene. With them, you also heard Andrew Gillies as Adrian Halliwell, Colin Miller as Jan Palka, Amanda Hancox as Louise Parsons, and Ray Landry as Fred Walensky. The music was composed and conducted by Milan Kimlicka. The recording engineers were Wayne Richards and Joe Mahoney. Sound effects were by Matt Wilcott. Colleen Woods was the associate producer. The program was produced and directed in Toronto by Bill Howell, the executive producer of The Mystery Project. I'm Bob Bovin, thanking you for listening and inviting your comments. See you next week.